Stock, this is trading on Elizabeth Blanton. That's BLANTON. B as in boy. BLANTON. Elizabeth. ELIZABETH. Date of birth is 1/14/47. Date of visit is 2/28/22. This is a consultation from George Erringer. George Erringer, Ehringer. Next paragraph. Dear George, thank you for sending Elizabeth Blanton for evaluation. Next paragraph. First President Dillis. This is a ...75-year-old... female who has a past history of COPD has been on a Brio Alepta inhaler and complains of some shortness of breath with exertion, but denies significant wheezing. She also had a cough and brought up some whitish mucus. And her most recent chest CT was a year ago in April 21, which showed mucus plugging and atelectasis in the posterior medial right lower lobe and tiny ground glass nodule in the left upper lobe. And emphysematous changes with scarring. The patient denies a significant weight loss or night sweats and no fevers or chills. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension, and history for hypolipidemia, shared a partial right lower lobectomy at age 16 for bronchiectasis and hemoptysis. She also had a total hysterectomy in 97. Next paragraph. Allergies to statins and azithromycin and dairy products and feathers. Next paragraph. Medalist included ProAir inhaler 2+ PRN, Briolepta 100 micrograms 1 puff daily, Lisinopril 20 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. Let's see. Oh, can you also mention in the past history includes history of glaucoma and history of lumbar sprain. Next, and surgery also includes colonoscopy, EGD, and cataract surgery as well as lumpectomy of the breast. Next, let's see. The family history, father is alive at age 95. Mother died of a heart attack. Ex-system review of the patient has no fatigue or fever. She has glaucoma and she has had cataracts in the past. She has urinary frequency and hay fever, wheezing and shortness of breath and cough. There's no abdominal pains, nausea, no vomiting. no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, or no leg swelling, no depression or anxiety, no joint pains, but has muscle stiffness. She has no seizure or headaches, but has numbness of the extremities and no skin rash. Next, physical exam, this averagely built elderly female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 145/80, pulse is 85, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 150 pounds, and saturation is 99. HED norms, phallic pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected. Next supplement of brew is no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds with wheezes scattered in the upper lung fields. Heart sounds are regular, so an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities. Minimal edema, normal reflexes. There are no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next, impression number one. COPD with chronic bronchitis, number two. Number two is bronchiectasis. And number three is hyperlipidemia. And number four, hypertension. Next paragraph plan, the patient will get a complete pulmonary function study. Also advised to continue with the Brio and puff daily and Ventil and inhaler, two puffs, QID, PRN. We will get a follow-up chest CT in 6 months. I'm sorry. Chest CT in 2 months. And a follow-up visit here in approximately 2 months. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. George Erringer, MD.